Beloved in Christ, grace, mercy, and peace be with you this night from our God who is love and from Jesus who is our light and our life. Well, there is something particularly fitting about celebrating a pastoral installation in Advent. I mean, here we are, a community of faith walking through these first few weeks of the new church year with themes of hope and expectation, as we now recognize the start of a new partnership in ministry, not just a partnership between two pastors, but a partnership between these pastors and this congregation. This Advent installation is a good time to be the church and to be the church with one another. In that spirit, I bring you greetings this night from your siblings in Christ across our Rocky Mountain Synod, from throughout the entire Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. I bring you greetings from our presiding bishop, Elizabeth Eaton, from our ecumenical partners, from our global companions in Madagascar, from pretty much everybody, from all who have an investment in this new partnership. And investment is what we all have. Because as I like to remind folks very often, the ministry carried out here as the people of Holy Shepherd, this ministry is carried out on behalf of Christ's whole church. Just as the ministry of Christ's whole church beyond this context is an extension of life here at Holy Shepherd. That is what it means to be Christ's church together. Which means that this Advent installation is a big deal. And not just for you, and not just because this happens to be my home congregation and these my pastors. No, one of the ways that this Advent installation is a big deal is because it marks a new day here at Holy Shepherd. You don't have to take my word for that. You can take God's word for that. If you were listening to our reading from Isaiah, you heard how God is the consummate new thing doer, one who is never content to let today's status quo define tomorrow's possibilities. No, God is the one who's promised to be faithful, faithful to the children of Israel, faithful to us as church, one whose faithfulness cannot help but birth new things. Do not remember the former things or consider the things of old. I am about to do a new thing again. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it? That is not just some ancient prophetic word. That is the Holy Spirit's living word for us here and now. I am doing a new thing here at Holy Shepherd, says God. Do you not perceive it? Certainly, one of the new things at work here is this new pastoral team, co-pastors Michael and Courtney. Now, to be fair, Michael has actually been around for a while. That part isn't exactly new, but his role as co-pastor, his partnership with Pastor Courtney in this unfolding new chapter of life and ministry at Holy Shepherd, that is new, and it's very exciting, even as it might involve some appropriate unknowns about exactly how all this will work out. Yes, there is a learning curve here for everyone, which is the nature of new things, isn't it? New things require learning and stretching and growing and changing as we live into them. Turns out we don't come hardwired to adapt to change without change actually taking place inside of us, which is exactly how God would have it. In the context of this new day here at Holy Shepherd, I find it wonderful and whimsical that the gospel reading is Luke's story of Martha and Mary. I have never preached on this text for an installation, And I have to admit that my first assumption was that this reading was chosen to represent a kind of model for co-pastoring. After all, Martha and Mary, they are a team of sorts, are they not? Co-workers with Jesus, and I was all prepared to ask the question, who on this team is Mary and who is Martha? Who is the energized doer? Who is the faithful listener perched at the feet of Jesus? Lord knows we need both for the sake of our ministry. But then I thought to myself, that is not necessarily the best example of the co-pastor team. No, turns out that the Mary-Martha team, it is fraught with discord. In this reading alone, for example, Martha is working her tail off, frustrated by the lack of action on the part of her co-worker Mary, who appears quite clueless as to how her decision to tend closely to the words of Jesus is creating stress for the other half of the team. Rather than working in seamless harmony, Mary and Martha have a hard time finding their rhythm. And if you know your Gospels, you know this isn't the only place where there's friction between these two partners. So no, this is not exactly the model we want to offer as you begin your partnership. Hey, Michael and Courtney, why don't you operate like Mary and Martha as you learn to co-pastor? So what does this gospel reading have to teach us on a day like today? On this new day in the life of Holy Shepherd as we install these co-pastors. To understand that, it's helpful to pair this Mary-Martha reading with today's psalm. A psalm in which we witness the upheaval of the earth itself, the anxiety that change and tumult creates. In the midst of the uproar all around, God is the calming presence. God is the one whose holy habitation among us makes glad our hearts. God is the one whose persistent work in a messy world makes the wars within and around us cease. God's promised presence in the midst of all that is centers us. Be still, we are told, and know that I am God. The Lord of hosts is with us, we are promised. The God of Jacob is our refuge. That is what Mary, it seems, understands intuitively in sitting at Jesus' feet before getting up to serve. It's a lesson that Martha, with all of her good intentions and her energy for service, can learn. To rest in the presence of the one who comes among us as our refuge and strength. To be still at the feet of Emmanuel, God with us, before engaging that which we are called to do. This centers us. And it allows our activity to be directed rather than distracted. In this new day for the life of Holy Shepherd, there is a rhythm worth learning from this psalm and this story of Mary and Martha. It is the rhythm of stillness before service, contemplation before action, rest before movement. And these co-pastors are here to help lead and maintain that rhythm together. This is not a rhythm that comes naturally to us, which is why it must be learned. On our own, we are wired to do, do, do. That is the measure by which we most often assess our success. How much have we done? What is our level of activity? How many tasks have we checked off that list? Sad to say, as pastors and as the church itself, we are not immune from this addiction to self-justification by doing, which is why we need to hear this hard but loving truth. Activity not rooted in contemplation, service not grounded in stillness, movement that does not emerge from rest will be far more distracted than it will be directed. And such distracted service benefits no one, least of all the world into which we are called for the sake of the new things that God is doing. The beautiful gift of this new co-pastor team is that we don't have here a Mary and a Martha. We have two ministers of word and sacrament, each with distinctive abilities and talents, who individually and together understand the importance of this rhythm of a life of faith. Stillness before service, contemplation before action, rest before movement. They will not only direct that rhythm here, they will hold each other accountable, especially on those days when the Martha in one of them wants to get things done before Mary has time to absorb what Jesus is trying to say. Or on that day when Mary's attentiveness to Jesus' words doesn't finally translate into some directed Martha energy. The fact that they can tend to this rhythm together is not only a gift here, it is a gift to Christ's whole church. Courtney and Michael, as co-pastors, you have some splendid tools at your disposal to help keep the pace of this sacred rhythm. Consider the tool that is the font by which we processed when we came into this space. In returning this community regularly to the waters of baptism, you as pastors remind all of us that our life as members of Christ's church, our life of what we do as disciples of Jesus, is always rooted in our identity as beloved children of God. When the waters of the font once again mark our brows or mark our breast with the sign of who and whose we are, not only does our ego neediness and our self-serving agenda die a needed death, we rise yet again as Christ's blessed and broken body for the life of the world, directed now in a service of being the feet and the hands and the voice and the very presence of Jesus himself. And then there is this meal at which you are called now to preside. Talk about a rhythm of faith. We come here empty-handed and hungry, and we leave filled and forgiven, ready to serve. And as we serve out there, and when our hunger returns, as it always does, Jesus welcomes us back to the table to be filled with his very life again. And so it goes, Mary becoming Martha, Martha becoming Mary, stillness leading us into service, service leading us back into stillness, our contemplation bringing forth action, our action birthing our need for contemplation, our step from rest into movement, and then from movement back into rest, the sacred rhythm of our life of faith together. Beloved in Christ here at Holy Shepherd, this Advent installation marks a new day indeed. It is a new day when we not only celebrate this new co-pastor partnership, but a new day in which we are drawn again into the new things that God is doing in and through us, marked by the sacred rhythms of our lives of faith. Thanks be to God. Amen.